From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled Praise and Prayer, the fifth in a series of studies in the book of Acts. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Delight and Desires. The text is found in Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight in God has a transforming power and lifts a man above the gross desires of our fallen nature. Delight in Jehovah is not only sweet in itself, but it sweetens the whole soul till the longings of the heart become such that the Lord can safely promise to fulfill them. Is not that a grand delight which molds our desires till they are like the desires of God? Our foolish way is to desire and then set to work to compass what we desire. We do not go to work in God's way, which is to seek Him first and then expect all things to be added unto us. If we will let our heart be filled with God till it runs over with delight, then the Lord Himself will take care that we shall not want any good thing. Instead of going abroad for joys, let us stay at home with God and drink waters out of our own fountain. He can do for us far more than all our friends. It is better to be content with God alone than to go about fretting and pining for the paltry trifles of time and sense. For a while we may have disappointments, but if these bring us nearer to the Lord, they are things to be prized exceedingly, for they will in the end secure to us the fulfillment of all our right desires.
Come, bless the Lord, praise His name, tell of His mercy. Come, bless the Lord, trust in His love, live in His word. Come, bless the Lord, Creator of earth and Maker of heaven. Come and lift up your heart, servants of light. Come, bless the Lord. And worship Him. His matchless grace is ever the same. Sing of His treasure, sing of His love, praise His holy name. Come, bless the Lord, praise His name, tell of His mercy. Come, bless the Lord, trust in His love, live in His word. Servants of light, come bless the Lord. Lift up your hands in thankfulness, His loving mercies never cease. Lift up your hearts in gratitude, sing on His perfect peace. Come bless the Lord. Creator
province of light. Come bless the Lord.
Soon it will be that season of the year when the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Apostle John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Joseph was told, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last. In this, the fifth message in a series in the book of Acts, Dr. Cairns is dealing with verses 12 through 25 of chapter 1. These verses emphasize the importance for the early church of the days between Christ's ascension and the day of Pentecost. It was a time marked by much praise, for the disciples had seen the risen Christ, had witnessed his ascension to heaven, had been given the promise of the Holy Ghost and of the Savior's second coming. This interim period was also marked by much prayer. As with the early church, prayer is still the secret of power for the Church of Jesus Christ. As Dr. Cairns will show, these disciples prayed with a constant sight of Christ's cross, pleading his shed blood as their only approach to God. The same must be true of us today. Now to continue this message, praise and prayer, here is Dr. Cairns.
You notice carefully the people who prayed. I haven't time to deal with them in detail. There are so many lessons that need to be drawn from their lives. But I want you to notice that they are named and they are numbered. When you stop and think of that, you'll realize quite simply that the Lord does name and the Lord does number those who pray. And I think if we could look into the records of God's secret counsel, I think, you know, we would get a mighty big shock. Here's the truth that rips aside the facade, the flimsy veil of empty profession. Here's something which pierces all our appearances and gets down to the real heart of our true condition before God. The Lord can name every praying man here. And the Lord has numbered every praying man and every praying woman in this church. And now there are more members, and there are more adherents, there are more attenders than there are praying men and women. And sometimes the preacher doesn't know the difference. Sometimes the people can't distinguish. But I tell you, the Lord names those who pray. And the Lord numbers those who pray. He knows them, he names them, he numbers them. I wonder this morning what the record of the counsel of God has to say about you. Wonder what it really has to say about each one of us. Wonder when the Lord makes up the list of praying men and women in Faith Free Presbyterian Church, has he got you there? There's a verse over in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16, which says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another." Listen. "And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name." A book of remembrance was written. I think from Acts 1 that you can certainly see that in that book of remembrance there is the mention not only of those that think upon his name, but those who pray. Because you'll not think on his name in the sense of Scripture without praying. Meditation leads to prayer, and prayer leads to meditation. I wonder, is your name written there? Let me put it very solemnly. In the final analysis, I believe that the names written in that book are the same as the names in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't believe there's such a thing as a prayerless Christian. I believe there's such a thing as a prayerless hypocrite. I believe there's such a thing as a prayerless professor. I believe there's such a thing as a prayerless church member. But there's no such thing as a prayerless Christian. I think you'll find God cannot say of you, "Behold, he prayeth." He cannot number you among his people at all. The Lord names them and he numbers them. Will you notice the special mention of the 11 apostles? We'll not go down their names again. But they were all there. 11 people who in Gethsemane had all fled away. 11 failures. And yet here they are, gathered again by the grace of God. And they're brought to the place of prayer. My friend, let me say this for your encouragement this morning. The devil would come to every Christian who has ever failed or who has ever backslidden, and he would say, "Now you're finished." I want to tell you that the Lord has not finished with you. If you're willing to get back to the Lord, if you're willing to get down to the business of prayer, if you're willing to give yourself to intercession, God is not finished with you. And the world has yet to see what God can do through you. If you're willing to go through with God in prayer, well, you notice particularly that the women were there. I mentioned a little earlier that I don't know what the Church of Jesus Christ would do without its praying women. So many times the men are so indolent, so worldly minded, so taken up with other things that they will not take time to pray. And the women carry the burden in prayer. I don't think that God ever meant it that way, but that's the way it's turned out. I don't think that men can excuse themselves. But certainly, in fact, we find that across the land there are more women who pray than men. There are more mothers who are earnest in supplication for their children than there are fathers. There are more women whose hearts will be softened and touched and whose eyes will weep bitter tears at the thought of souls perishing than there are men who have become so calloused and so hardened and so worldly. These things no longer affect them. Now, it ought not so to be, but I think the Lord has named them particularly. There are so many things which grieve the women's livers nowadays. So many things that, even in the Bible, raise their anger. They hate the fact that God is spoken of as Father. They hate the fact that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God. And they blasphemy substitute the feminine for the masculine form. My friend, let me tell you, no Christian woman is demeaned in the Word of God. No Christian woman can lament that there is less than the best given to her in the service of Christ. You'll never be called to be a pastor or a preacher, although there may be many, many works that the Lord will lay your hand to. But I want to tell you that there is a very special and a very significant ministry in the Church of Jesus Christ for women who are willing to pray. I'm not going to try and go through the list of the names of the women of faith mentioned in the New Testament scriptures. I would to God today our church was filled with women like Phoebe. I would to God that we had many a Priscilla. I would to God that we had many a mother of Rufus, whom Paul so greatly admired. We can go down the scriptures and we can find the women of God. I want to tell you, every Christian lady here, young or old, and every Christian mother particularly, has a ministry that no one else can ever have or execute. And I believe especially there's a power in a mother's prayers that this world can never understand. I think of one of our ministers in his young days going out to enjoy the world and all that the world could give, kicking over all the religion of his early days and all that he had learned. What he could never get by. Every night, however late he would return, was to find his mother in the working kitchen of the home on her knees before God, crying that God would save her son. And he did. The women are there. What a place they have. The Lord's brethren were there. That's a significant thing, because if you look at John chapter 7, verse 5, you'll find they didn't believe in the Lord. The Lord's brethren were just converted. I don't know exactly when they were converted, but it was certainly a fairly recent event. And here we have these new converts, and it's specifically mentioned that they are in the place of prayer. And if you're not long saved, get to prayer. When I lead a soul to the Lord, I emphasize the need of Bible study, the need of private prayer, the need of witnessing, the need of separating unto the Lord, and I always tell them, get to a good prayer meeting. If you want to be a joiner, what do? They put you beside a joiner. If you want to be a welder, what do? They put you beside a welder. If you want to be a scholar, what do? They put you under a scholar and hope that he can beat enough into your thick head to make you one too. That's what they do. If you want to learn to pray, where do you go? You get among a praying people, where the Word of God is exalted, where the Christ of God is exalted, where the Spirit of God is moving. Get to prayer. There's a place for newborn babes in prayer. I love to hear new Christians pray. I love to hear people pray who have never prayed publicly before. They may lose their way. They may stumble over the words. Every parent here will remember the first words their children ever spoke. My, there was no blame that they mispronounced the word. There was no blame that they could only stammer out the word. No, there was only the thrill of this evidence of intelligent life and intelligent interest. And I tell you, when the children of God begin to pray, thrills the heart of God. But here's the evidence of their intelligent life and interest in the things of God. And then, just a word in passing, we have the emphasis on Mary, the mother of Jesus. You know, that's the last mention of Mary in the New Testament. She doesn't appear again. Big difference between that and what the Pope of Rome says about Mary, because according to him, Mary was right at the center of the whole church, and she was co-mediatrix with the Lord Jesus Christ, and she was brought bodily into heaven by a bodily assumption, ascension into heaven, and all the rest of that. You'll see the difference the Holy Ghost places upon Mary. She was just a humble believer. Oh, she was a pure and godly woman. I think the epitome of pure womanhood. But she was just a humble believer, obeying her Lord and taking time to pray. The people who pray it. Their persistence in prayer is noted, but they continue. Now, we can read that word so easily. That's the hardest thing. The men who come here Friday night would have found an experience that it's easier to read that word than to practice it. The people who stay next Sabbath day to pray are going to prove that it's easy to read it. It's a different thing to do it. They continued. These were protracted periods of prayer. This was a waiting upon God with one single aim, and that was that the Lord would fulfill His promise. This was giving God no peace until He fulfilled His word, until He brought about all that He had said He would do. They continued persistently in prayer. And they had a purpose in prayer. It was with one accord. The Greek word indicates with a similar or same mind. In other words, it wasn't an unthinking waiting. It wasn't just going over a lot of senseless words. It wasn't reading prayers that meant nothing to them. This was an intense, active waiting on God with their mind given over to one thing. They had a purpose in praying. Now that, again, you would say, well, that's simple. But you think back, when last did you pray? Tell me, when you went before the Lord, what was your purpose? Could you put your finger on your purpose when last you prayed? Could you put your finger on what you really had in mind for God to do for you? Because I think if you try to answer that question, you'll come up with a startling discovery that so many Christians, when they pray, they aim at nothing. And they're perfectly successful, for they hit nothing. I heard Dr. Smith from the university on his daily Bible teaching program the other day say a thing which I was glad to hear somebody else say for a change, for I have been thumping it out for so many years that I think people will get tired of it, but it's so true. He was talking about the word bless. And isn't that the word that so many Christians use? Two words Christians use when they run out of words in prayer. One is the name of the Lord, and the other is bless. Should be careful first how you use the name of the Lord. It should never be used in a meaningless fashion, for that is taking the name of the Lord in vain, in an empty way. Second, when you say, Lord, bless us today, what does that mean? bless so-and-so out in China. What does that mean? Bless your working word across the world. What on earth does it mean? And I think when you begin to investigate it, you'll find it means absolutely nothing. We're asking God for nothing, and we're getting nothing, and we're fulfilling the words of James the Apostle. Ye have not because ye ask not. Have it, Lord, we're in prayer. Lord, we're taking time to pray every day. Lord, we're on our knees. Lord, we have a family altar. Lord, we have a church prayer meeting. But we're not asking for anything, and we're not getting anything. They had a purpose in prayer. They had something definite in their minds. And they asked specifically for certain things. Those are the things they received. Oh, for the faith to be specific in prayer. And the Lord, thank God, in His answering is more than generous and gracious. The Lord is greater in His giving than we are in our asking. We ask specifically, and the Lord overspills into areas we have never dreamed of asking about. But thank God, when we have purpose in prayer, we have power in prayer. They waited with one accord.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.